Hello, my name is Marcus. This is not a sales call. We're calling to conduct an opinion poll about issues and elections in your area of Texas. Again, this is not a sales call. Are you registered to vote at this address in Texas?
Yes.
Okay. When it comes to politics, do you consider yourself a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
There's a Democratic primary election coming up soon in March for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz. And for local offices like state legislature, will you definitely vote in this Democratic primary? Probably
yes.
Vote or wait until November to vote in the general election?
I'll vote in the primary. I'll vote in the primary.
Okay. Next, tell me if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people or organization. Here's the first one. Victoria Nieve Criado. Don't know. Very unfavorable.
Don't know.
Okay. Nathan Johnson. Don't know. Very unfavorable. Somewhat.
Don't know.
Colin Allred. Don't know. Very unfavorable. Somewhat unfavorable.
Very favorable.
Very favorable. Roland Gutierrez.
Favorable.
Favorable. Elizabeth Ginsburg.
Don't know.
Okay. Jasmine Simon.
Don't know.
Planned Parenthood.
Very favorable.
Joe Biden.
Favorable.
Clay Jenkins.
Unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable. Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable.
Ron Kirk.
Very favorable.
Okay, in a Democratic primary for the state, for the Texas State House, which candidate would you vote for if you had to choose today? Jasmine Simon or Elizabeth Ginsburg? Or you don't know?
Don't know.
Which of the following five issues do you care about the most? Which is the most important for a Democratic candidate to address? Guns, voting rights, education, abortion, local control, or don't know?
Oh, that's tough. Voting rights.
And what is the next most important issue? Guns, education?
Gun control. Gun control.
Okay. In general, which type of candidate in the Democratic primary of the Texas State House do you prefer? One who has the best shot of beating Republican incumbent Morgan Mayer by running a strong and well-funded campaign that emphasizes Democratic values, but also appeals to independents and crossover voters with a pro-jobs, business-friendly message, or one with the most liberal positions on issues who has a long history of progressive activism in the local Democratic Party, or you do not know?
The candidate that has the best chance of beating the Republican.
Next, rate if each of the following statements describing one of the candidates for Texas State House, Jasmine Simon, leads you to definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or does not impact your opinion. Jasmine Simon is a successful partner at one of the country's largest law firms with a history of using her time and talent to protect voting rights and helping people seek a path to legal immigration. Don't know, does not impact, probably vote for, or definitely vote for.
Probably vote for.
Okay. Jasmine Simon, will use her problem-solving skills as a successful negotiator and courtroom lawyer to stop private school vouchers and fight for Democratic plan to lower property taxes while fully funding the state's obligation to public education. Don't know. Does not impact.
Not an impact.
Okay. Jasmine Simon puts her money where her heart is, including long-term support for animal welfare charities like the World Wildlife Fund, ASPCA, and Operation Kindness Dog Rescue, where she adopted her current dogs, Jake and
Grayson. Doesn't impact me.
Okay. Jasmine would be a strong voice in Austin to address the neglected fentanyl epidemic killing thousands of Texans. Don't know, does not impact, probably vote for, definitely vote for.
Probably vote for.
Okay. Jasmine will work to pass common sense gun reforms like raising the age to purchase assault weapons and expanding mental health background checks. Don't know. Does not impact.
Definitely vote for.
Okay. Jasmine Simon is running to end the Republicans' extreme ban on abortion that puts doctors in prison for performing
life. Definitely vote for.
Okay. Jasmine Simon is a business-minded Democrat running because Governor Abbott and the Republican supermajority are putting the Texas economy at risk with their culture war against women's freedoms, denying factual racial history, and targeting the LGBTQ plus community, making Texas a less desirable place for doctors, professional women, and businesses.
Definitely vote for.
Okay. Jasmine is a self-made success, the child of immigrant parents who knows the value of hard work and giving others a shot at living the American dream. Don't know, does not impact, probably vote for, definitely vote for.
Probably vote for.
Okay. In Austin, Jasmine will stand up for local control to keep big government out of our local communities. Don't know, does not impact, probably vote for, definitely vote for.
Probably vote for.
Okay, Jasmine and her husband have raised their three children in the Park Cities. Don't know, does not impact, probably vote for, definitely vote for.
Probably vote for.
Okay, Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins endorses Jasmine Simon because she is the fighter with broad appeal that Democrats need to defeat Morgan Mayer in November. Don't know, does not impact, probably vote for, definitely vote for.
Doesn't impact.
Okay. Jasmine Simon is a successful partner in one of the country's largest law firms who works to protect jobs by defending some of America's largest companies against meritless lawsuits. Don't know, does not impact, probably vote for, definitely vote for.
Doesn't impact.
Okay, Jasmine is running because she believes Texas politics is too extreme and needs to change. This starts by flipping the House seat blue with Jasmine Simon's common sense problem-solving approach. Don't know. Definitely vote for. Okay. Liz Ginsburg is the other candidate in the House Democratic primary. Liz was the 2022 Democratic nominee and is a respected Dallas lawyer, a working mom who runs her own small law firm, and longtime local Democratic Party activist. Liz's top issues include restoring reproductive rights, advocating for common sense and gun safety laws, fully funding public schools, and expanding Medicaid. Based on all this information about both Jasmine Simon and Liz Ginsburg. Which one would you vote for if you had to choose today? Jasmine Simon, Elizabeth Ginsburg, or undecided, or you do not know, or you may also
I don't know enough yet.
Okay. Next, as you know, political campaigns these days often include negative statements about the candidate's race. If each of the following statements about Jasmine Simon and Elizabeth Ginsburg would cause you to definitely vote against them, probably vote against them, or not matter to you. Jasmine's husband is a lawyer whose firm contributed money to Attorney General Ken Paxton, even though Paxton is a big mega Trump election denier and impeached for abuse of power. Don't know, does not matter, probably vote against, definitely vote against.
Probably vote against.
Okay. Liz Ginsburg's losing record shows she is not the right Democrat to win HD 108. In 2022, when other Democrats came within 1% of their Republican opponents, Liz Ginsburg lost by 13 points to Republican incumbent Morgan Mayer, and there is no reason to believe she is a stronger or more viable candidate against the Republican today. Don't know.
Doesn't matter to me. Doesn't matter.
No. Okay. If Democrats are going to stand up to extremists like Governor Abbott and Ken Paxton, they need effective fighters in the legislature, but Liz Ginsburg's losing to Morgan Mayers by a large margin just 2 years ago shows she is not able to bring the change Texas needs.
Doesn't matter.
No, okay. Liz Ginsburg is lying about her loyalty to the Democratic Party. She is the only candidate who voted in the Republican primary when Democrats were winning and turning Dallas County blue. Don't know, does not matter, probably voted.
Doesn't matter.
Jasmine Simon is a big money corporate Democrat who just doesn't share progressive values needed to fight the Texas Republican establishment. Don't know, does not matter, probably vote against, definitely vote against.
Doesn't matter.
Okay, after hearing this information, which candidate would you vote for if the Democratic primary, if you had to choose today, Liz Ginsburg or Jasmine Simon, or undecided, or don't know, or even
undecided. Undecided.
Okay. Lastly, having heard all the information in this poll, what would you say is the most important issue or policy position a successful Democratic candidate for Texas State House should fight for?
Women's rights.
Okay. Could you please tell me, is your age between 18 years old to 39 years old? 40,
I'm 70.
Okay. What was the last grade you completed in school, 0 to 11, 12?
Master's degree.
Do you consider yourself to be a liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative, or you don't know?
Probably a little bit liberal.
Okay. Which of the following best describes your ethnic or racial background? African American or Black, Mexican or Latino heritage, Asian Pacific or other Asian heritage, Arab or Muslim, white or Caucasian, or something else?
Caucasian.
This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Have yourself a wonderful day.
What was that? It was a survey for